Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for checking out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. However you like to get your information, we've got it there in some multimedia form. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work, the incredible, probably unprecedented body of work on networking that Ivan Meisner has deposited with us over the last almost 14 years. I don't know where else you'd find that kind of a body of work on networking, and I'm glad to say that we have it. And so please go back there. It's evergreen, folks. 98% of everything Ivan said will work today, so check it out. As well as his own website, bni.com, you can find out more about how to join a local business network international group. Ivan, thanks again for hanging out with us. Your most recent book is Room Full of Referrals, right?
Yes, it is.
And that's co-authored with Tony Alessandro and Don Lyons. Ivan, we're talking about why people resist networking. And I posed the question, you know, sort of like, you know, you got somebody hitting golf balls, and they're just smoking them. They're just hitting them right on the sweet spot, click, click, click. And they look around, they realize people are watching them. The person realizes there's a group of people watching them. The next thing they do is they shank it out of bounds, you know. You know, I wonder if networking's like that.
Yeah, it might be. I think that there's certainly the lack of confidence, which was the most popular reason that people mm-hmm. gave when we asked mm-hmm. the question. I'm not sure that it's just when people are watching. I think I think what happens is people think that others are always watching, and whether they are or not. The funny thing is that a lot of people in the room are feeling the same way that we are as we're networking. So we just found that the lack of confidence was the number one thing. Some were afraid that they won't have anyone to talk to, and it's uncomfortable right. to reach out to talk to someone.
Do you think they're being graded? Do you think they're being evaluated when they network? If I walk up to you and we're going to do some networking, I'm thinking, if he's better at it than I am, is he going to grade me?
Yeah, I think there's to an extent there's a fear of rejection that was mentioned several times, that people were outside their comfort zone and they thought that other people would reject their discussion, not want to really hear them talk or not want to meet
people,
them.
People. It's just talking and conversation. It's just meeting people. This isn't about grading. This is about saying, what can I do to help you?
Part of it also was a shyness or a fear, and this one surprised me, a fear of not being able to contribute to the conversation, contribute to referrals.
Then ask a question.
Yeah.
What can I do?
To the choir.
Ask
a
question, folks. If you know, wouldn't that be a great thing for somebody who's shy, who says, okay, doggone it, I'm shy, but I'm going to network anyway. I'm going to rise above this. How about just write down 4 or 5 questions that you are pretty sure would keep anybody else talking?
A good networker has 2 ears and 1 mouth and uses them both proportionally. So, you know, if you're asking questions, you're getting them to talk. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. But I think it's important to identify, you know, why it is that people are resisting networking. And the lack of confidence is one of them. The best way to build confidence is to do a little bit of education and go out and practice. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to build confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm reasonably good at this. But do you think it happened because I just stayed at home? No, I went out. I screwed up a few times. You go out, you do it again, and you learn how to do this.
Well, and this is all part of the fourth one. This confidence and understanding really go together, don't they?
Absolutely. The general lack of understanding is a big one that we came up with. And there were people who responded by saying that they didn't realize that they don't realize that networking isn't something you do to someone. It's something that you do with them. That was one of the comments.
Say that again. I like that. This is going to be on the test book. Go ahead, Ivan.
They don't realize that networking isn't something you do to someone. It's something you do with someone.
Like dancing, yeah. Right?
Like dancing. It's a conversation you have. It's more listening than telling or sharing. And this is one of the comments that someone said. Another one said they think it's like cold calling. Others think it's like cold calling.
Mm-hmm.
No one would ever say that very few people would ever say they like cold calling. And these are the kinds of things that they just don't understand what networking really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just how about walk up to somebody and say, "Boy, I was at this one last time. How many of these have you made? I don't know how many. Any kind of a question you can ask someone to get the ball started. You do have to open your mouth though. If you're going to be a networker, you have to open your mouth to say something, right?
You do. And you know, there's a lot of questions you can ask, like how did you get invited here? Who invited you? You know, that question, and I learned that in the gender book, because that tends to be a question that women ask more than men.
Really?
Because men tend to be more transactional.
Right.
Hi, my name's Ivan. What do you do?
Yeah, how do you like me so far?
that's it. Whereas women tend to be a little bit more relational. Now, for the men and women out there listening to this, I'm not talking about you personally. Okay? you may or may not fit that norm.
Yes,
however,
he is, ladies. He's talking about you.
However,
guys, I'm talking about you too, because you need to check your own position and see if this is what you're like.
You're going to get me in trouble. There are 12,000 survey. We did a survey of 12,000 people, and we absolutely got a pattern, and that was the pattern.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. Oh, I like to ruffle feathers on this show a little bit.
They know,
and they love me for it too, Ivan. Tintil, right back after these messages. We're going to talk about the problem with time in networking. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.